There are a lot of challenges, but in terms of the leadership that we have in our country, I do hope that we do have the courage and the strength to continue this leadership moving forward. Yeah. I think as a citizen of Canada, I think that Canada is one of the best countries in the world. Yes. And I'm a very proud Canadian.
Yes.
I feel that the government we have, the people we have in our community are all involved, are all engaging in making a difference in the community. Yeah. And in terms of examining other countries, oftentimes Canada is involved in helping and assisting as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So I do feel that as a Canadian living in a country where I have democracy and I have the right to vote, I have freedom of speech, that is extremely powerful. And I'd like to see that same power and that same right to vote, that right to have a freedom of speech, to have a voice. I'd like to see all of those rights to be exercised by people in North Korea and the people who are oppressed and the people who don't have a right to do anything and are so restricted and confined that it's almost difficult. It's difficult to accept and to believe that a government would restrict and would oppress people to that extent.
Yes.
So as I do want to move on by asking you another question in regards to what would be the best advice that you'd be able to provide to students interested in perhaps pursuing a career in international relations and affairs?
Yes, I think this is a very good question because that's part of my passion about learning about international issues and global issues. You know, I would say, you know, proud of who you are as Canadian. I'm very proud of myself as a Canadian. I'm a proud Canadian because Canada has given me a new lease on life. Because I can compare what I went through and what I have now. It's a privilege. And we should all be thankful and grateful. But at the same time, students can also do more beyond the borders and then become curious about what is happening around the world, learning as much as you can, traveling the world and learning about other people and culture, become immersed in other complex issues and get excited about finding solution to global problems and, you know, be serious about what you study and hopefully you can also get excited about doing research, especially in the area of international security. You know, I'm excited, not about the suffering. The suffering has driven me. The suffering, human suffering has driven me to become interested, curious about what's going on in the world. So be open-minded, be willing to learn, you know, don't be afraid to come up with new ideas, even if new ideas do not, even if new ideas get a lot of criticism. You know, one of the things I've been doing over the last 20 odd years, and that is, I want to come up with my own ideas. Even if people don't like it, who cares?
The beauty behind that is by coming out with your own ideas, just like a theory, there will be strengths and weaknesses.
That's right.
Other people will read about your ideas, and they might be able to formulate their own ideas by using certain sections of an idea that you formulated.
Yeah, and you have to prepare that your ideas are always attackable. People, not everybody like your ideas, and, you know, a lot of people will criticize you, right? So I think one way to learn about the world is that, you know, come up with your own ideas, even if they're not acceptable to some. But take pride in them, you know, as long as you become, in my view, respectful of others. You don't need to attack others in order to make yourself look good. I think it's important to say, yeah, I have some ideas, but I may be wrong. I could be wrong, you know, things like that.
Definitely.
But at the same time, you know, have thick skin. I mean, I've been criticized a lot. But, you know, I'm learning.
Right, and I think it's very important for today's youth to understand that unless you try, you'll never know.
Yes, so you never know.
It's essential and it's crucial for you to formulate your own ideas, knowing that you're going to make a difference by formulating these ideas, and understand that even though there will be people that will oppose of your idea or your ideas, there will be people that will agree with you. And like you said, the point is you don't have to like someone's idea, but you should listen to an idea, and you should be open to understanding any strengths, any weaknesses that are associated with the full idea before you decide. And before you decide whether you like the idea or not, you should listen to the full idea to the very end.
To the very end, and try to understand as much as you know how. I always say three things you must do when you learn. The 3C principle.
Tell me.
First, comprehension. You need to comprehend what people say before you open your mouth to criticize them.
That's very true.
Second, when you comprehend, you can be critical in a respectful way. You know, you know that what you hear is not that simple. So by understanding it, it gives you a sense of humility as well. For me, at least, when I listen to a different perspective, I feel humble. I feel that I can learn something from it. That's the second C. Being critical, but also in a respectful way. Third, being creative. You cannot just go and trash people's work, you know. Also, come up with a better solution if you can. Only when you are critical can you become creative. Creative meaning, oh yes, I don't like this, but I can come up with something better.
Yes, or I can make these improvements. Yeah. Or even oftentimes there will be people who will collaborate together.
Right.
Sometimes the meeting of two minds can be very powerful.
Yes.
I oftentimes tell today's youth that it's very important to ask questions.
Yes.
If you don't understand something, that's okay.
That's
why
okay.
There are experts, there are professionals, there are teachers out there who will gladly explain a theory, who will sit down with you and will lecture you about the significance and the impact of circumstances and things that are happening in today's world.
Yes.
But if you don't take that first step by asking, or even admitting that if you don't know something, there's no point in being ashamed about not knowing certain factors. As long as you admit to it and you take the next step and you actively engage in
absolutely.
Understanding the issues that are happening.
Yes.
And then by understanding and obtaining that knowledge, then you can start to perhaps come up with
your own ideas. That's right. I want to say one more thing,
yes.
You know, as a student, if you want to learn, be strong and take courage.
Yes.
That's the way to grow as a scholar, as a student, as a human being.
Dr. Sorpong Pyu, thank you so much for your words of wisdom. Your expertise and your knowledge in these areas will greatly benefit today's youth and many of the Canadians who are listening to our podcast today. I really want to thank you sincerely for taking the time out of your busy schedule to sit down and do this interview with me today.
You're most welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.